all the way from Studio 312 in the beautiful Tularosa Basin in southern New Mexico. It's that gentleman known across the country and various parts of Europe as the man who brings back the nickel soda pop. The man who, with the sideburns and the endless supply of the most sincerest smiles, the man with the snapping fingers and the tapping toes, your friend and mine, Jason Kirtman. And he's here, right now, on the Jason Kirtman Show.
Yes, indeed, all the way from the great Tularosa Basin. I received a message this week from one of my second cousins, Brad, from Missouri. He's out in California, and he's thinking about renting a car instead of flying to drive back from just to see the sights along the highway. What a fantastic idea. There's a lot of great places to visit along the way. He said he might just stop off here in Alamogordo, and I sure hope he does. I plan on taking him out to eat at one of our fine restaurants here. I haven't decided which one yet. We do have so many. I'm thinking maybe one of our Mexican restaurants here. They're just not the same back in the show-me state. And I hope to catch up with him and swap a few stories about the cousins, or maybe even great-grandpa and grandma Britton. I really hope it'll be an educational experience for the both of us. But right now, I'm here with you, sharing some great songs and a few smiles. So stick around as you and I both together do our part to bring back the nickel soda pop.
I remember it well. It was a hot, rainy night when that stranger rode into town and tied up his horse at the Rainbow Cafe and bought everybody around. Hey, bartender, break open a new deck of cards. Let's have some good, honest fun. Now a sociable game for a dollar or two. That never hurt anyone. Now put your money right down on the table, boys. The name of the game, five card stud. Now, lean slow and easy from the top. Suck, the name of the game. Five card stud. That poker game lasted all through the night. It lasted through the next day. But one by one, they had to drop out when they had no more money to play. That night, there was only the stranger and a cowboy, a young friend of mine. They shuffled the cards and the crowd since the end as they put all the chips on the line. Now put your money right down on the table, boys. The name of the game, five card stud. Now, lean slow and easy from the top. Suck, the name of the game, five card stud. After four cards were dealt to the young cowboy's hand, two kings everybody could see. But the stranger's hand, looking better than his, showed an ace and an ace and a three. The last card was dealt to the young cowboy's hand. And when he turned up a third king, why, that stranger just smiled and threw in his cards and he left without saying a thing. Well, after he'd gone, they turned over his cards and surprise showed on everyone's face. Oh, they'll never know why he got up to go when his card in the hole was an ace. Now in poker, all the rules say that aces beat kings. So in truth, the stranger had won. But out of the crowd, just the two of us knew that the stranger was playing his son. So put your money right down on the table, boys. The name of the game, five card stud. Five card stud.
Did you recognize that voice? That was Lorne Greene from Bonanza with Five Card Stud. Here's Laverne Baker with Whippersnapper.
He's a young whippersnapper. He's a jukebox jitterbug. He's a young whippersnapper. He's a jukebox jitterbug. He's a toad. He's slapping, hand clapping, he's a cutter up. He plays every record
I'll get right.
Telegram for Mr. Jack Benny.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, Don, it's from the mayor of my hometown, Waukegan, Illinois. You know, this is an answer to a letter I sent him. You see, I want him to be on this television show about my life.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. It says, Dear Mr. Benny, it is a great honor and privilege to represent the city of Waukegan in the story of your life. To assist me in formulating a suitable speech, Mr. Benny, please send me the following information. When were you born in Waukegan? How long did you live here? When did you leave? And what type of business are you in?
Oh, Jack, he doesn't even know you.
He does, too. I mean, he was always a great kidder, this fella. Well, I have no answer, so you may go. What are you waiting for?
Well, I don't like to mention it, but when one delivers a telegram, it's customary for one to get a tip.
Oh, of course, of course. I'm sorry.
The amount you may choose to give me is entirely up to you.
Yes, yes, I know. I know, of course.
In a matter like this, why, I wouldn't want to influence you in any way.
No, no, I understand that.
Do you mind if I use your phone for just a minute?
No, go right ahead.
Well, thank you
very
much.
Right ahead. See, change. Oh, I had smaller change than this.
Hello, Martha. This is Hyman. How's Grandma feeling? Not any better, huh? Well, what can we do? I know. Can't afford to buy medicine for the baby either. Martha, if we spend that money for medicine, we won't be able to buy any food. Huh? What? The landlord was over? What'd he say? He's only gonna give us 2 more days. Well, I'll try to see what I can do, Martha. Keep up your courage. Right, Martha?
Boy, control yourself. Oh, I'm terribly sick. Control yourself. Here's the tip.
Oh, gee, thank you, mister.
Oh, no. For a lousy time, I just wasted a routine I could have sold to Betty Davis.
A very old friend came by today. He was telling everyone in town of the love that he just found, and Marie's the name of his latest flame. He talked and talked, and I heard him say that she had the longest, blackest hair, the prettiest green eyes anywhere, and Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck and then he said a goodbye. He was gone but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck and then he said goodbye. He was gone but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame.
Yeah, Marie's the name of his latest flame. Oh, Marie's the name.
That was Elvis Presley with Marie's the Name. Here's a great song by that great guitar picker, Roy Clark. Thank God and Greyhound, You're Gone.
Thank you. That is a beautiful song. However, it's not the most beautiful song I ever recorded. And I'd like to do that one for you now. Because this next song, without a doubt, is the most in-depth, most beautiful love song ever written. You don't trust me a bit, do you? I've made a small fortune, and you've squandered it all. You've shamed me till I feel about 1 inch tall. But I thought I loved you, and I hoped you would change. So I gritted my teeth and didn't complain. Now you come to me with a simple goodbye. You tell me you're leaving, but you won't tell me why. We're here at the station, and you're getting on. And all I can think of is I have a feeling some of you are just about a half a block ahead of me. Thank God and Greyhound, you're gone. Thank God and Greyhound, you're gone. That load on my mind got lighter when you got on. That shiny old bus is a beautiful sight, with the black smoke rolling up around the tail lights. It may sound kind of cruel, but I've been silent too long. Thank God and Greyhound, you're gone. Thank God and Greyhound, you're gone. I didn't know how much longer I could go on. Watching you take the respect out of me, watching you make a total wreck out of me. That big diesel motor is a playing my song. Thank God and Greyhound, you're gone. Thank God and Greyhound, you're gone.
I'd like to thank you for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. There's 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station, and 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, our sister station. The Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas. Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV West Virginia's proud veterans. They're proud to be first in Ritchie County right there in Cairo, West Virginia. AM 1290 out of Vancouver, Washington. Oldies Radio 88.com and RememberWhenRadio.com out of Columbia, South Carolina. Hawaiian Pacific Radio out of the beautiful state of Hawaii. Out of Florida, Q-Star Radio. KLWS Radio 107.3 FM is in wonderful Occidental, California. WYAP 107.7 FM is in beautiful Clay, West Virginia. And AM 1700 Radio Richmond is out of the exciting city of San Francisco in California. AM 520 The Loop and 88.1 WCPR out of gorgeous Ringgold, Georgia. Andrews Community Radio out of Andrews, North Carolina. Classic Hit 1630 AM out of Denver, Colorado, just a little north of me. Dark Classics Radio out of Dark County, Ohio. W-Rock Radio out of, well, they're on the internet, WLOR.net. And also on the internet, our newest affiliate, DeepOldies.com, right out of beautiful Arizona. And, of course, our European cousins and neighbors that listen on the music player yesterday, right there in the United Kingdom. Thank you all so much for carrying the Jason Kirkman Show. Check out all of the stations that carry the program by going to my website at jasonkirkman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and click on the links in the upper left side of the homepage. While you're there, check out the blog, send me an email, let me know how much you're enjoying the Jason Kirkman Show. We'll be right back.
street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see, pretty woman.
Tammy Cleveland's recent lawsuit against doctors and DeGraff Memorial Hospital near Buffalo, New York, reveals an incident that was quite startling. She alleges that her late husband, Michael, displayed multiple signs of life, including breathing, eyes open, legs kicking, attempted hugs, struggles against the tube in his throat, just to name a few, for nearly 2 hours, but with two doctors all the while assuring her that he was gone. The coroner even came and went twice, concluding that calling him had been premature. The lawsuit alleges that only upon the fourth examination did a doctor exclaim, "He has a pulse." Michael Cleveland died shortly after that of a punctured lung from CPR following his initial heart attack, an injury which is said he could have been treated for. And now for a little fun. From 1978, here's Steve Martin, that wild and crazy guy, with King Tut.
Thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy King. How'd you get so funky? Did you do the monkey? Crocodile. He gave his life for tourism. Golden idols. He's an Egyptian.
got a condo made of stoner.
Leonard Jones wasn't an immortal, of course, and he knew it very well. He was not a very successful politician either, but like most politicians, he had the power of convincing others. No matter how unbelievable it might sound to us now, the fact is, he ran his political campaign on the platform of his immortality. And what's even more odd is that he convinced a lot of people who subsequently voted for him. The eccentric American was born in Kentucky in 1797, repeatedly ran for President of the United States and Governor of Kentucky, citing his self-proclaimed immortality as his main political argument. According to Mr. Jones, immortality could be achieved through prayer and fasting. Well, he obviously didn't do enough of these two because he died from pneumonia on August 30th, 1868, at the very young age, at least for an immortal, of 71. Well, once again, it's time for me to move on out of this chair and head out the door for a little fun. I plan on smoking a big piece of meat, spending some time with my son, and enjoying the rest of the day. I highly recommend you do the same. Enjoy the blessings of the day. Don't forget to spend some time with the ones you love this week, especially those young ones. Make some memories for them. And, of course, make some memories for yourself. The Jason Kirtman Show has been running for a little over 4 years now, and I'd like to take a moment to thank a special person, at least for me, Mr. Bob Flott, owner of KHII Radio here in southern New Mexico. He was the one who encouraged me to start this program. He helped me to nurture it and watch it grow over the years with a great many of wonderful affiliates. Thanks, Bob. You're fantastic. And thanks again to the many stations and managers who work every week to keep the Jason Kirtman Show running consistently for you, the most important piece of it all. I'll leave you with Willie Hightower and his song, Somebody Have Mercy. But until next time, don't eat too much turkey, and I'll see you again on this wonderful station.
Somebody have mercy and tell me what is wrong with me. Oh yeah. Somebody have mercy and tell me what is wrong with me. All right. I can't understand those things that woman do to me. Let me tell you something, huh? I'm standing here wondering, baby, will a matchbox hold my clothes? Oh, yes, I am. Standing wondering, baby, will a matchbox hold my clothes? All right. I've got a short time to make it and a mighty long ways to go. Let me tell you one more time. Oh, somebody have mercy. Tell me what is wrong with me. Oh yeah. Somebody have mercy and tell me what is wrong with me. All right. I can't understand the things that little woman do to me. Now blow that horn for me now. Can. Let me tell you one more time before I go, huh? Look at it. Somebody have mercy. Take time out and tell me what is wrong with me. Somebody have mercy and tell me what's wrong with me. All right. I can't understand those things that woman
It's where the Old West meets cutting-edge technology. There's a warm smile around every corner. It's Southern New Mexico, a fantastic place to consider for your next vacation. For more information, visit alamogordo.com, cloudcroft.com, or newmexico.org. All of these sites are linked on my website at jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. The Jason Kurtman Show is underwritten by todaysfullybrushed.com, providing useful products for home and business since 1906. www.todaysfullerbrush.com.